Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
The president's position on the Defense of Marriage Act has been consistent. He has long opposed it as unnecessary and unfair.
It is very different than the position he took during the campaign when he said he did not support same-sex marriage and, in fact, supported traditional marriage of man and woman.
You know, well, man, I got my hope in Jesus Christ, buddy. And when you have hope on hand, you know, you can't be emotional about it. It's part of negotiation with the Cardinals. I have so much respect for this organization.
When we went back to Reform Christianity, we went back to the disciples, the apostles. If you want to go back to the beginning roots of Islam, you got to go back to Muhammad, who was not a peaceful man.
And Derek, the tea guy from Seward, Nebraska, who drives his truck through Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and I rock Issues Etc. the whole way.
It's difficult to tell at this point. At the very best, President Obama is sending mixed signals. At worst, his position on same-sex marriage is moving. What direction it's moving in seems to be clear, if it's moving at all. But he hasn't actually said he supports same-sex marriage. I would say, to be charitable, his old position, that is, if it is his old position, of opposition to same-sex marriage, he would talk about same-sex unions in that sense. Well, it still stands. Yet, very recently, he has decided to withdraw his administration's defense of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. So what does that signal? Is this some kind of political posturing? It seems to be a bit of a risk politically for him going into the next election cycle, putting same-sex marriage on the national burner, so to speak. Colleen Carroll Campbell will join us here in just a few minutes to answer some of those questions. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. It's the 3rd of March. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. A little bit later, Robert Spencer will join us. We'll talk about two issues. There's been an assassination in Pakistan of the only Christian cabinet member there. We'll also talk about a possible ban of Sharia law in the state of Tennessee. Then Chris Roseborough is going to join us and explain to us what's behind all of the protests of the death of fallen soldiers at their funerals, saying this is God's judgment on the earth. Westboro Baptist Church is much in the news. What do they believe? What do they practice? Is it still Christian? Chris Roseborough, Fighting for the Faith, will be our guest a little bit later. You can join us, talk back at issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. The phone number again, 877-623-6943. Colleen Carroll Campbell is host of a weekly radio and television program called Faith and Culture. She's author of the book The New Faithful, and she writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Can President Obama have it both ways? He still has not said that he supports same-sex marriage, and yet, so I guess officially his official stance is that he supports traditional marriage, but at the same time, he now is withdrawing a defense of the Defense of Marriage Act. Can he have it both ways?
Well, the short answer is he's managed to this far, so all indications, unfortunately, are yes, that he can. Now, how much longer he can go on with this charade, I'm not sure. I would imagine most of the American people who voted for him in 2008 thinking he was on their side on marriage, and I'm not sure how large that number is, because those who were really serious about making the defense of marriage a priority probably didn't vote for President Obama. But those who were against gay marriage enough to not want to elect a president who was pushing it might have been duped by him in 2008. I think by now they should see that he's clearly a supporter of same-sex marriage. And I think, you know, obviously dropping his defense of the Defense of Marriage Act is a big signal, especially because this is the president's job, is to defend laws passed by Congress, whether or not they are laws that the president likes. And yet, at the same time, he was politically careful enough to pledge to continue enforcing the law, which is a little bit of a curious position because, of course, his presidential oath is to uphold the Constitution. And he flatly declared DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, unconstitutional, which, you know, again, I think is more is a little bit of a preemptive strike for a president. His job is more to defend the law and let the courts sort out the other issues. But he said, this is so unconstitutional, I can't defend it in court, but I'll go ahead and continue to enforce it, which really doesn't make a lot of sense. But I think what he's doing is waiting for a court to make the ruling that he doesn't have the guts to come out and say himself, which is that he supports same-sex marriage, at least before the 2012 election. After Election Day 2012, if he wins, I think we'll probably get a surprise announcement that he has suddenly seen the light and decided to embrace gay marriage.
So, in essence, you're making the case that there's been a flip-flop, at least in public statements. Give us a history lesson of President Obama's public views on the issue of same-sex marriage.
Well, 15 years ago, the same year that DOMA was passed, Bill, you know, passed by a bipartisan majority in Congress, signed by Democratic President Bill Clinton, President Obama was community organizer Obama, and he wanted to be an Illinois state senator. Pretty low-level political position, but it was getting his foot in the door. So he was in a liberal Chicago district, so a gay newspaper sent him a questionnaire asking for his views on same-sex marriage. Instead of just checking the box yes or no, he went to the trouble to type up his views and to write this sentence. He said, I favor legalizing same-sex marriages, and I would fight efforts to prohibit them. So that was his position in 1996. So 15 years ago, Barack Obama supported gay marriage. 2 years later, in 98, when he was running for re-election, he had his eyes on the statewide prize of a congressional seat. In fact, shortly after winning re-election, he would start working toward a run for Congress. It ultimately proved he was defeated in that run, but that's what his eyes were on at that point. So when you're running statewide in Illinois, you got to dial it back a little, and he did. And he got the same questionnaire from the same gay newspaper, and this time he answered undecided. So 2 years ago, he was firmly in favor. 2 years later, he's undecided. By the time he was running for U.S. Senate against social conservative Alan Keyes in 2004, he came out and said he opposed gay marriage. And he stuck with that position all the way into the White House in 2008. So this is where he's been. Now, just last fall, as complaints from his liberal base were growing louder, as they've felt disillusioned, and especially gay rights activists, particularly before the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal went into effect, they were really feeling maybe that he had sold them a bill of goods and wasn't really going to deliver for them, because of course it's very politically dangerous to embrace their agenda, at least in an overt way. So he started dropping hints that his attitude could evolve, as he said, on this issue. And then again, a couple months ago, he said the same thing. He said, my feelings on this are constantly evolving. I think it's something we're going to continue to debate, and I'm personally going to continue wrestling with this. And I think this is pretty much code, you know, trying to tell gay marriage supporters, I'm with you, I'm on your side, and I'm looking for openings to help you out, but I'm not quite ready to actually take the political risk of coming clean to the American people and telling them where I stand on this issue. The reason I think that evolution language is so disingenuous is because when you look at his record, you see that it isn't an evolution. It isn't something he's been wrestling with for years. He's coming back to the position he had 15 years ago. And unfortunately, given his record and his rhetoric, we don't have much reason to believe he ever really changed positions. Rather, he just figured out he couldn't get elected being honest about where he stood on this issue.
But this has got to be, I mean, you say it smacks of political opportunism, but it's also a calculated risk because, and maybe I'm wrong, it would seem he risks going into the 2012 presidential elections making same-sex marriage a national issue.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people are puzzled about why he made this move when he did. And there is some risk here. I mean, here the Republicans are debating whether they should even talk about issues like same-sex marriage, and Barack Obama just throws it out there and seems to leave himself wide open to some criticism. But there are a couple of reasons why this might have been a politically smart move. One is those who are really serious about defending marriage, just as those who are really serious about defending the unborn probably long ago figured out Barack Obama's game and are not supporting him in the next election. Another reason is that Republicans have the upper hand on the economic issues right now. They're seen as the party of fiscal restraint. He certainly is not seen as a paragon of fiscal restraint. So in some ways, he might be hoping, actually, to change the subject away from economic issues. And the third reason this might be politically smart is that it's fundraising time, and it's time to rally the troops and fire up the base for the 2012 election. He may be betting that he can throw a few bones to gay rights activists who can pride and a very important and, should I say, lucrative part of his base right now, and then pedal away, soft pedal, distract, move away from all of that when we're getting into the final legs of the presidential campaign. So while Republicans are talking to and looking to their base for primary season, he can be doing the same. And in fact, in a couple of articles that came out shortly after he announced this decision, you know, there was talk about how there had been a big upsurge in donations from the gay and lesbian community immediately following this decision. Not only donations, but also many expressing interest in helping him, grassroots efforts, getting out, organizing for his 2012 campaign, all of which a year ago there wasn't that enthusiasm because they felt that their issue was being ignored. So, you know, it's a calculation. It might hurt him. On the other hand, he might know exactly what it's doing and it might help him. Either way, those who are supportive of man-woman traditional marriage, but have sort of given Barack Obama a pass on his waffling, I think should now see the signs that this is a man who's not only not going to fight for marriage, he's actively working to undermine it.
Well, I guess the only thing left to ask, and we'll get Colleen's answer to this on the other side of the break, practically speaking, does this mean the end of DOMA? If the president is not going to defend it, certainly there will be those who will attack it. If the president's concluded it's unconstitutional, for all practical purposes, is DOMA dead? We'll be right back.
Beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program? Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues, Etc. Hit the topic? The Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. SteadfastLutherans.org.
Did you know that you can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. by donating stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to Lutheran Public Radio? For more information, contact Craig at 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Please consider donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds to Issues, Etc. this year. Call Craig today, 618-223-8382. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. A few more minutes with Colleen Carroll Campbell talking about President Obama, same-sex marriage, and political opportunism. Then Robert Spencer will join us from Jihad Watch. We're going to talk about two issues, the assassination of Pakistan's only Christian cabinet member and the possible ban of Sharia law in the state of Tennessee. After that, Chris Roseborough will join us. We're going to find out what the members, they are few, but they are vocal, what the members of Westboro Baptist Church actually believe. Is it still Christian? Chris Roseborough, Fighting for the Faith, will be our guest. Colleen, one more question for you. I'm not a legal scholar, you're not either, but in your opinion, do you think that the president's refusal to defend the Defense of Marriage Act means the end of DOMA?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, we have, I guess in some quarters, there's been talk about the fact that we actually have people who believe in this law, who want to support it, and want to defend it. And for 2 years, the Obama administration's defense of DOMA has been terribly weak, mostly because they've refused to acknowledge, engage, or use the central argument in favor of DOMA, which is that marriage has a public purpose, and it's not to eradicate homophobia or give the good housekeeping seal of approval on private romantic relationships, as marriage advocate Maggie Gallagher likes to put it, but rather it is to keep children connected to their biological parents by fostering and encouraging and giving state support to stable sexual unions between men and women. So that's the argument for DOMA. It has an argument. You know, a majority of states have passed something similar to DOMA or ratified it in their own states. We've got 30 states that have passed by referendum gay marriage bans. The majority of the American people are still on the side of this law. So I don't know that it's doomed. But I do think at the end of the day, as we've been saying for years now, the only way to really ensure that marriage will be defended is to pass, a constitutional amendment defining it for the rest of the country. We can't simply have each state having its own marriage law. The American people need to speak through their legislators, and we need to have an answer to this question. But I think there's a good chance this is going to wind its way to the Supreme Court. And I think what Obama is doing here is trying to make sure that he puts up no legal obstacles to a judicial ruling that would impose gay marriage on America by fiat.
Folks, you can read Colleen Carroll Campbell's columns under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Colleen is host of a weekly radio and television program called Faith and Culture, author of the book The New Faithful, and she's a weekly columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks for having me, Todd.